a male.
Yeah, that's a male.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be the, how about a hen that's on a nest of eggs? What would you call her?
It's a hen, turkey hen.
Well, just a turkey hen.
How about a chicken? A chicken that's a hen.
She, well, she'd be a setting, too. Like if you wanted a setter, put eggs on her,
uh-huh.
You see.
Yes, they're going to setting.
Oh.
It takes a hen eggs 3 weeks to hatch, and a turkey eggs, it takes 4.
Oh, it does?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. How about when you eat chicken, you know there's a piece that they'll take and...
That's a pulley bone. That's a pulley bone.
Uh-huh.
Lucy ate one today.
Uh-huh.
We baked the chicken in the oven, you know, it's real good.
Well, now, do they, why is it that they'll pull that? What is the...
Well, that's called a pulley bone. That's fastened right under the neck here,
uh-huh.
Down from the neck, the pulley bone.
And
then the next piece is the breast.
Uh-huh.
And then those sides on each side,
uh-huh.
That's called the ribs.
The ribs.
It's fastened to the back,
uh-huh.
Of the chicken,
uh-huh.
You see.
Well, now, when they take that, you know, like the children will get it, if they pull it, and what is it they want to...
So that's see their fortune, see which one's going to get married first.
That's a pulley bone that they break, you know, put over the door.
Oh,
you
put
know.
Over the
yeah.
door. Is that what they do?
Yeah, they used to.
Why did they put it over the door? What does that mean?
Well, the first thing that come in, if it's a male or female, whichever it is, that'll be their husband or wife. I've heard that.
It's an old fogey.
And you mean after they put that up,
Yes, and the boys to come in, you see, that may be your boyfriend, maybe be the one that you would marry, and all like that.
I see.
You know, just like Christmas, they're putting mistletoe, you know, under the door, and they come in, you know, whoever it was, that they'll kiss you, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be friends.
What about the insides of a chicken that you can eat?
The gizzard and liver.
Yeah, gizzard and liver.
Uh-huh. How about the insides of a hog?
It's the liver and the heart.
Yeah, well, you know, that inside of a hog, you know, like where we used to render out what you call lard,
uh-huh.
Like pork lard.
Uh-huh.
That would be leaf fat. It's big old strips, maybe that big, about that big, come off on each side of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then what you split on each side of them, then you have that would be the backbone from the head back down to the tail.
Uh-huh.
Then you have to take the rib bones out,
uh-huh.
You see. Then you have to cut them up just like you'd want to cook them,
uh-huh.
You see.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how about the intestines of a hog? Have you ever heard of people eating those?
Yeah, making chitlins. Yeah, the colored people did use them, but we never did. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But now they save everything. You can buy them out of
store. Yeah, you can buy pig snouts and things. We always throw that on nose away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can buy chitlins and pickle pig feet now,
uh-huh.
In the stores.
Have you ever heard of anything called a part of a hog inside called a melt?
Well, it's the melt's the right name for it, but it's just a soft, spongy.
Close to the liver, ain't it?
Yeah, kind of close to the liver. Yeah, the males would be fast. The liver and heart. Kind of close
uh-huh,
to the heart.
Uh-huh.
The males would be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, we always just threw that away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That
male,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I've kept the heart. You know, used to make, like where you'd have a hog head, you see, you'd cook that with the bony scraps.
Uh-huh.
And cook the heart with it. You know, that's what we'd call where I'd make mincemeat.
You'd put peaches,
apples, and oranges, and raisins and sugar and vinegar,
uh-huh.
And your spices,
uh-huh.
And then you'd grind up an orange or two. You never have either good pies,
uh-huh.
You eat a mincemeat
pie. I've never had any of that.
It's really good. Mincemeat fruitcake's delicious.
Well, I had never had it. When it's time to feed your stock and things, you'd say it's
got to go feed the stock.
Would you call that feeding time?
Yeah, a lot of people say they got to go do the chores.
Oh, they do, they
yeah,
say that.
Yeah, they say that. I've heard people say that.
Now, when people call cows to get them in from the pasture,